program vir ons bejaardes.
This afternoon we have a special program where the first half we paying tribute to the late Molenaar Jean Hendricks, inshallah. May Allah have mercy on him, inshallah. And right now I'd like to make contact with Mr. Kasif Wickham, who is an ANC activist who would also like to pay tribute to the late Molenaar Ihsan Hendricks. Mr. Kasif Wickham, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you this afternoon on this sad day?
Alhamdulillah, under the circumstances.
So, Mr. Wickham, you would also like to pay tribute to the late Molenaar Ihsan Hendricks. So without further ado, bismillah.
Indeed, today is a very sad day for us as activists of South Africa and as international revolutionaries for the people of Palestine. I've had the good fortune and privilege of having all my life for the past 15 odd years or so. He married me, he christened and gave the names of all my children. And he was a friend, a brother, a comrade, a spiritual leader. As I call him, my commander-in-chief. He had the ability to set aside his personal views on issues for the greater good of our community and our country. He had the ability to provide leadership under very trying circumstances. He understood that the Muslim community of South Africa must be close to the state and must be close to the body politic of our country. He understood and he propagated the fiqh of citizenship, where he said that as South African Muslims, in fact, we are living in a country under a just rule. As South African Muslims, we are living in a country where, as a minority religion, we have freedoms to practice our deen unsurpassed globally. He, in fact, held the view that the Middle East can learn from this model of South Africa, where we peacefully coexist with our fellow brethren from the other faiths. He acknowledged the freedoms we had to protest, to propagate the struggles that we face as a country, as a community, and also to propagate the struggles of the Palestinian people. He was consulted widely, and many people don't know this. The Department and the Ministry of International Relations often I would accompany him to Molenaar Ihsan's home or to the offices of the Muslim Judicial Council, where he provided input on what South Africa's position should be on Middle Eastern politics. He was widely respected and widely acknowledged for his intellectual abilities and his ability to analyze the issues which face our country, our community, and the world.
So, indeed,
a sad day for all of us as activists.
So, you say that the passing on of Molenaar will indeed leave a wide gap in the work that is done in helping those that were downtrodden.
Indeed, Molenaar used to call me often for assistance on issues, and it was never about him, it was never about his family, it was always about somebody who needed assistance. And we would ask us to step in from bringing bodies from other parts of the world home, to visa applications to the students, our students in Egypt, and making their stay in Cairo a lot more pleasant, and the entry and exit out of Cairo a lot more pleasant.
Right.
He was a profound and deep humanitarian, and I can say to Buta Yusuf, I think in years to come, we will still acknowledge and realize the deep, deep loss our country is suffering today.
So, for the family of the late Molenaar that might be listening to you right now, what would you like to tell them?
We want to say to the family of Molenaar Ihsan Hendricks, both in Cape Town and in Worcester, we thank them, we say shukran to them, for allowing us to share in his life, for allowing us to take advantage of the time that he had with us, the limited time he had in a day. And even when he was ill, he would command us from the comfort of his bed and tell us what to do and how to do things. We really, really, really acknowledge that. I must also add, Buta Yusuf, Monegsan comes from a very rainbow family. Mm. And he proudly used to tell the story of how his Christian grandmother would take him to Madrasa and walk him to Madrasa in the dusty streets of Worcester. Mm. He proudly said that when his Christian grandmother passed on, how he was given the opportunity to say a few words and to provide a eulogy at a church service. And that was the beauty of Mawlana Ihsan, his ability to transcend deen, his ability to transcend race, and his ability to transcend cultural groups, while at the same time maintaining his Islamic faith and maintaining his Muslimness.
Right.
And that we're going to dearly lose, and we to continue his legacy, we must practice the type of Islam that he propagated, an Islam of inclusivity, an Islam of wasatiyah, of the middle road, a progressive Islam, a revolutionary Islam, a humanitarian Islam. Mm. And that I will vow to continue in his name, inshallah.
Amen, inshallah. Would you also say then, the Qasif, that one of the things, as you were talking about the upbringing in Worcester, one of the things of Mawlana, even being world-renowned, he was never ashamed of his non-Muslim upbringing. At first.
In fact, Peter Yusuf, he celebrated that, and he always made reference to that. He always proudly spoke about Henry Fester, who was his cousin. And if you will recall, at the funeral of Comrade Henry Fester, the ANC flag was first unveiled in South Africa in Worcester.
Right.
And Mawlana Ihsan was very proud that his family had played a role in the struggle of the liberation of our country.
Right.
And he, the role that he played as a South African and as a leader of our community in maintaining that struggle post-democracy, and even reminding the South African government and the ruling party of the role that it should play, in as much as he supported them, he was very harsh when they stepped in his own way, when they stepped out of line, and he thought he stepped out of line. And of course, Buta Yusuf, who can forget the fiery speeches that he could make with no notes in front of him?
Nothing.
Completely no notes in front of him. He could speak for 15 minutes and on any issue.
And longer.
And he could, and when you live there, you thought that you could take on the world and you could face any bullet.
Definitely.
Which were to come your way.
Yes.
That was a revolutionary Mawlana Ihsan.
Yes.
That I so dearly am going to miss.
And that I love, because I've worked with him also when it comes to speeches and that. And I would always admire the way he commanded the English language. And course, and then in between, when he would break into the Arabic, it would just be fluent, just moving over to and then coming back to the English. It was just perfect. And like you said,
Savor Afrikaans.
And you know what? What I also admired from the late Mawlana, and it feels funny at this stage still to talk about the late Mawlana, but what I admired of him when he would be on air with me and we did the Palestinian program, because we started that a few years ago, he would make very fiery statements, and before he did that, he would say, and this is from me. Ihsan Hendricks. It's not from the radio station. It's not from, in other words, he would stand for what he wanted to say, and then he would fire it.
Firm. But I was in meetings with Mawlana, many Mawlana, and at the Muslim Judicial Council, and he would listen to everybody's views, and when it was done, he would provide leadership and give a position.
Yes.
And the shuhukh of the Muslim Judicial Council respected the position he gave. And if Mawlana said that was the line, then that was the line that they took. Hmm. And that was the hill over which they were going to climb, with him leading from the front.
He's from the front.
Mawlana, during let me say, the height of his weakness when he was ill, would direct us from his bed.
Like you said,
Who must say what when we get onto the truck? At Parliament, who must say what? Who must speak? When must they speak? Right. So they say, "Nee, daai nou moenie praat, hulle praat al lank." But they can't understand.
So a true leader commanding from his sick bed.
Commanding from his sick bed. I used to call him Commander in Chief. How can I serve? And say, "Ja, kasi vazi aan die soldaat."
Yes, we will really, really miss Mawlana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. Allah grant him a high place in Jannah, because he really stirred the community and made the community really aware of what it is that the Palestinian people are going through. But the other ulama, people pay respect to them, they are doing their best, but I'm sorry to say that Maulana did it the best.
He did it. Even, you know, on the recent issues of the entire Shia Sunni schism.
Yes.
He even stepped into that. And he provided the wasatiyah, the middle road, on how to deal with these issues.
Right.
And how, and I mean, I don't want to speak out of context or on his behalf, but he would say that this particular issue must not divide us as a community,
right,
must not divide us as Muslims. There are other bigger issues we should talk about. And he always used to say, and I say, Maulana, the ANC, Maulana, must not defunction to come and say, I'm not a praying priest. I say, Iman, the dua we make and find another Imam Haji will hear, I can opinion here, then shall I come.
Yeah, that's Maulana, isn't he? So let's say he was a big person, figuratively and otherwise. Eh?
Yeah.
Qasim, shukran. Final word from you.
Shukran for the opportunity.
Afwan, all the very best. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And it was all said about the respected Maulana Ihsan Hendricks.